جزاك الله حضرت مفتی صاحب, اللہ تعالیٰ grant you اجر عظیم for this beautiful piece of advice that if we just love the Quran, you need the beauty of the Quran, you need a book to read, then the best book to read is Allah's Kalam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Once again, Mufti Sahab, we are ready for the question and answer, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, Mufti Sahab. The question here is, why is the Quran silent on the 15th Shaban and you quote only one authentic hadith, while the night of Qadr has many, both Quran and hadith? This question, Mufti Sahab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jazakallah khairan, Ma Salim Kareem, for all the du'as. Before I respond to the question, and just now I forget, so remember, Islamically, today is the 21st of Ramadan Mubarak, 1445, and Gregorian calendar, it is the 1st of April. So remember that the people in Arabic, you call it, write it down, students and ulama, in Arabic they call it Awwalu Nisan. Noon Yasin Alif Noon Nisan. So today, you know, when we were youngsters, people would tell us, go there to that house, that uncle is very sick. Sometime it would be worse, go there, that auntie died and this person died and so forth and so on. And then everybody would laugh and so forth. April Fool, you know. So in Islam, all is April Fool, and that is haram. And you're causing eza and taklif and harm to people without any justification. And that is a major, major sin. My brother who's posing that question, I still don't understand what's your aim in that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives virtue and merit to whosoever he wishes and whatever he wishes. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates whatever he wants to. He selects whatever he wants to. Why is Friday the best day? So why is Laylatul Qadr the greatest night of the Islamic calendar? Why is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the greatest in my most precious to Allah in the entire universe? So all this is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Laylatul Bara'a, Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Remember that some ulama who say that Surah 44 and verse number 3, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubarakah, refers to 15 Shaban is incorrect. That majority Sahaba reject that. Majority of the scholars reject it. So therefore, only one Sahabi, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, said that. In our terminology, you call that shaz, something very rare, and that cannot la ibrata bi shuzuz. You can't take that into consideration. And regarding the 15th night of Shaban, you say there's only one hadith. It shows you don't even know hadith, my brother. So you must remember, go and read the silsila ahadith Sahiha of Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah, and volume number 3, hadith number 1144. He quoted so many ahadith, and he said that when you put all these ahadith together, then become hasan li ghayrihi, sahih li ghayrihi, call it whatever you want to. So you must remember that we believe the greatest night of the Islamic calendar is Laylatul Qadr, and the second greatest night according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is, remember, Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban. That is our aqidah, that is our belief structure, and that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, why do majority of Muslim men wear bell-bottom pants? They roll up their pants above their ankles like in the 60s. Is this an Islamic fashion? Kindly explain.
Remember that the Muslim Ummah today, when I say Ummah meaning the international global Muslims, then 80%, 90% also will be correct. Remember, they are so much bombarded left, right and center by the TV, the print media and others, and the radio and what have you. So in their mind and hearts is entrenched to the majority Muslim children also. So because the parents behave like that. that. I'll tell you a story what happened yesterday. So remember that, so that in their minds, they might not utter it, but the actions and the speech speaks volumes, that in their minds and hearts is entrenched that the West is the best and white is right. So the people you consider superior, you want to mimic them. Show me 1,000 Muslim homes, 900 plus will have TV. They will be watching Hollywood, Bollywood, internet, this and all that. So every day when you're watching, what you going to do? You're going to imitate them and you'll say this is the norm and so forth. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ Quran says the garment and the clothing of piety, that is the best. But which Muslim today is going to worry about that? 5, 10, 20% maximum. 80%, 90% will say no. We must keep up with the times. Our women, they're even worse. So you can't even go to a nikah today. We go to the masjid, perform the nikah ceremony, and then we take leave most of the time. Because we know, leave non-Muslim women, how our Muslim women are dressed. So remember that the ceiling will have parda, the chairs will have parda, and will be covered properly by the Muslim woman. Majority will be dressed immodestly, dressed to kill. So how can that ever be justified? An-nasu is a proverb in Arabic, an-nasu yu'rafu bi libasihim, people are recognized by their clothing. Yesterday, last night, I read Isha'iyya in the Khanka, you know, so where I read Fajr Salat. So, because I come, I read Isha there, I read my sunnats and then so forth, then I come home to perform the Tarawih. So by that time, by the time I'm reading, they already start the Tarawih. Two big guys, maybe 30, 35 years old, you know. They're sitting next to me there, and one guy is saying, I supply this businessman, I supply this guy. They're speaking so loud, you know. The Tarawih is going on. I'm reading my Salat Namaz individually, and they're making all their stories. So when I made Salam, I looked at them, I said, brothers, either you'll join the Tarawih, or either you read your sunnahs because you didn't read your sunnah, or either you get out from the masjid. You can't be doing this. You come with your Bible stories here. You speak so loud and you're disturbing everybody. They just looked at me, two big guys, not small children, over 25, 30 years old, and then they left the masjid. When our people behave like this in the masjid in Ramadan on 21st night, then what is left? It shows that the greatness, the azmat, and the majesty of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah is not in our hearts. Otherwise, it was in the heart. وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ That whosoever shows respect to the landmarks of Islam and symbols of Islam, so that's the sign of the person's heart having taqwa and piety, Allah consciousness. Surah chapter 22, verse 32. So all this bell bottom and that, when I remember I was a small, you know, boy. So now this time here, the last week before Eid came, my father would take me here. We come, you know, from Heidelberg to Johannesburg. We're going Eid shopping. So now we must buy for you a three-piece suit or a smart suit or a bell bottom. And this is in the 60s, you know, and so forth and that. So now they say history repeats itself. So this type of, so obviously for Muslim men, all that is not permissible, that you wear funny, funny clothing, then you fold it up, all that is not permissible, all these things. Maasali, ji.
Mufti Sahib, I recently met a Muslim friend in Nigeria on Facebook. I asked him which mazhab he follows. He said, Tijaniya. What is Tijaniya, Mufti Sahib?
The word is Tijani. Tijani. So remember, there in Nigeria and those places, majority of the people who belong to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they follow the Maliki school and so forth. Some follow Shafi'is and so forth. But be that as it may, when you travel in this world, you will find different groups. You must remember, when I was in Cairo, Egypt, I visited maybe 6, 7, 10, I can't remember. So it was Jummah Salat. And after we made Salam, so suddenly I saw these people, they're taking out their tasbih and their beads and what have you. So then I'm looking at them, I'm Usafir, so I want to observe, you know, I'm a journalist after all. So now I have to look at what they're doing, and then they start making zikr, and they're shaking this way, that way. So I asked the one, two people next to him, who's these characters? He said, no, these are the Shazali. When I was in Damascus and I saw people, they're jumping in the masjid and so forth and so on. Even the sheikh, before they start jumping, he gives everybody money. So they came by me, I said, no, I don't want your money, and they give you one small book also, you see. So I asked them, who's all these characters now? He said, the Shazali, the dancing is on right inside the masjid. You will think it's the Christian choir going on right in the mosque, you know, and this type of things. So if you come here to Africa and all that, you will find the Tijaniya. So the Tijaniya are a firqa. They're not Muslim in the true sense of the word. They got some really corrupted beliefs and so forth. So that is what happens with people. Sufi Azam is very good when it's according to Quran and Sunnah. See how many things crept in into Sufi Azam today. And they will tell you it's jayiz. They'll tell you AK is talking nonsense, you must remember. I give you 2-3 examples. So they have a peer sap, they have a sheikh, they have a murshid. And now he sits on the chair and the women are coming and they kissing his hand. Some even kiss his feet. I don't know, maybe they kiss something else also privately. We don't know, you know. So today a lot of funny things happen. I'm asking you, since when all this is permissible? He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, La usafihun nisa. I don't make physical contact with the opposite gender, the ladies who are strangers. This is the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this sheikh says, no, mera dil safi, my heart is clean. You, the murids and murida, you can kiss me, kiss here, kiss there, and Allah alone know, and fill my pocket up, and so. So what is this? So this is not Sufi Azam and Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah. This is Jahalat and Dallu wa Dallu. Then you will find there's dancing going on and there's music going on. Qawwali. Since when Qawwali is permissible in Islam? I'm asking you. So you must remember that the words they say are very good. That they praise Allah Ta'ala, they praise Nabi alayhi salam, but all these musical instruments, they're playing the piano, playing the guitar, hitting the drums, Mr. Kalandar, Damadam, Kalandar, Char Number. You know, the one guy was getting a hal, and he was jumping. The people said, Bait jao, sit down. He said, no, mujhe hal ho gaya. So one guy stood up and he whispered in his ear. He told him, your trouser at the back, it's got a big hole. So then he sat down quietly, hal khatam ho gaya, you see. Yeah, all actors, these people, you must remember. So therefore, Tasawwuf, Tazkiyah, Sufi Azam, call whatever you want to, is an integral part of Islam, provided that it is according to Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. But these type of things that's happening today, your music and dancing and what then what, and we say it is permissible, then you must know you're on the wrong track. So this is what happened to the Tijaniya. So when you look for a sheikh, the sheikh himself must not be corrupted. Today there are so many sheikhs masquerading here in South Africa, Africa, in the Arab world, in India, Pakistan, don't talk about, you must remember that. So every second, third person will say, maybe Pir Sabhu, because the easy way to collect money, you must remember that. So that is what happens.
Mufti Sahab, can I make witr before Taraweeh?
Remember that after your Isha Salat, you make witr and then you read Taraweeh, totally permissible. After Isha Salat, you read Taraweeh and then you read Witr, so totally permissible, and that is the best to do. Why? That is what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and the hadith is authentic, open Muslim Sharif. Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. That perform your last salat at night, and that should be Witr. When we look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he appointed Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala an as the imam for Taraweeh, and everybody must come now and read behind one imam. Therefore Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, Fatih Khaybar, told Sayyidina Umar, Ya Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah Jalla wa Ala put noor in your life, in your qabr and wherever. You have brought so much radiance, effulgence, small groups here, small, now everybody is reading behind one imam 20 rakats, and thereafter there's to read the witr. So to read after Isha, that you read witr and then Taraweeh, all permissible. You read Isha and then Taraweeh and then witr, that is not only permissible, that is desirable and the best way to do so. In life, we must always make this our motto, fulfill your duty with beauty. So that is what we must do.
Mufti Saab, is it compulsory to make an employee's life easier by sending him home early during Ramadan or give them extra work claiming that there is no need for lunch break?
Remember that in Islam we say during Ramadan, especially for the Muslim employees, you should make takhfif, you should make life easy for them. So easy for them, when I was teaching there in Darum, Newcastle, by our Mona Qasim Sema, I was there January 81 to 2001 January. Then I came here, yeah, mashallah, mid-January. So the point I'm making, Ramadan time would come, sometime there would be holiday, sometime there's classes. So when there were classes, then Maulana would say, okay, Monday to Thursday we're teaching, Friday is holiday, and Saturday all of you must come and teach. So I wanted to tell him, but I didn't tell him, because I know the other teachers will object. So I say, Maulana, why we don't just teach Monday to Friday, and Saturday you can give us off, then we can go weekend wherever we want. But I shouldn't say that. So the point is, he would give us Friday off, you see. So that is what is takhfif. So you as a Muslim employer, that you see that your Muslim employees, you must remember that they are doing fasting and so forth. So if you give them a little bit off and so forth, so that is very good, is 100% encouraged. But to increase their load and so forth, and only for Ramadan, and say, no, you don't have lunch break and so forth, so that is not permissible, is one form of zulm and oppression. Another way of doing it is this, that what you do is, your Muslim employees, and if you've got other employees, also very good, so that will be an invitation, that you give them a bonus during the month of Ramadan, so those Muslims, mashallah, can prepare for Eid al-Fitr, for themselves, for their families, and so forth. And for the non-Muslim staff, it will be a da'wat and invitation, because bonus is just a favor the employer is doing to the employee, and if he doesn't give bonus, nobody got right to complain also. So there are many ways you can do it, inshallah. Last question.
Mufti Saab, is Laylatul Qadr from sunset to sunrise or sunset to fajr?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. What is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr is Laylatul Taqdeer, Laylatul Ta'zeem. If you say the night of majesty, then you're translating it as night of majesty and Laylatul Ta'zeem. And if you say Laylatul Taqdeer, the night of destiny, that things will be implemented. See, I give you a good, easy example. The government announced yesterday, day for yesterday, last week, that what they will do, they will increase the price of petrol this week, Wednesday. So Tuesday night, midnight, and Wednesday starts after midnight, so price will be increasing, petrol, diesel, whatever you. The announcement is made, but implementation will start on 3rd of February, or 3rd of April, this week, Wednesday, 3rd April, okay? So now you must remember, if you want to reconcile all the ahadith, tawfiq, tatbiq, we call in our legal jargon, so we say that on Laylatul Bara'a, Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, 15th night, remember, i'lan is made. All the announcements are made. And on Laylatul Qadr, then all the implementation starts and so forth. So it will be from Maghrib. Say last night was Laylatul Qadr, for example, 21st night, so from Maghrib till the Sehri ending time. When Fajr time starts, so then Laylatul Qadr is finished, the night is finished, now the new day has started. So that is what it is. And one Arab alim wrote beautifully, I will conclude on this point. He said, O Muslim, O Sa'im, do you know what is Laylatul Qadr? When you make dua, what do you say? Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Allah's one attribute is salam. On the night of Qadr, the night of destiny, as-salamu yuqri'uka as-salam. Allah himself is conveying salams to you, O Muslim. Allah ta'ala maj'alna min al-maqbooleen. Allahumma balighna laylatul qadr. Jazakallah khairan wa salim kareem. Barakallah fiqh. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We head on for the news now, inshallah.